faith is really a funny thing. It's like not tangible. You don't really know. Faith is just choosing to believe in something, believing in yourself or believing in a dream, believing in a goal. It's just choosing to believe, but just as easy as it is to like hold faith, it is to not hold it. It is to lose it. And right now I'm struggling, y'all. I'm struggling. I don't have much faith in anything right now. I don't know. I don't know if you've been following my journey for a while now. You know that like when I first started this, I didn't believe in anything. There was no God. There was no higher power that's there that's going to help me, that's coming to save me. You know, there's like, there was not much faith in anything. There was not much belief of anything. And, you know, I walked that path for a really long time. And then I found something, you know, I found something to put my faith in. I found something to put my belief in. And it felt really good. It felt really good. It felt like I finally had a purpose. Like life kind of made sense a little. You know, things were different. And now I've fallen into this period of nothing. Like, nothing is there. That light that was there before, it's gone. And I'm not sure how to access it. For days now, I've been doing nothing but crying. I believe this is day 5 of, it's like silence. I feel like lost. I feel further away than I did in the beginning, like when I first started, when I wasn't believing in anything, when I didn't have anything to believe in. I feel further, even further than that right now. And I'm just not sure what to do. And I've always had to be the strong person. I have to be strong at all times. You know, it's just me and my daughter. I'm figuring this out on my own, how to be a mom, how to be an autism mom, how to be a person, how to exist, you know, how to live, which means, you know, everything just falls on me. It falls on my shoulders. And that could be like an illusion that we create sometimes, that like we're alone and we're doing this by ourselves, but that's the fucking reality of it. Every single day, you know, I get up and I do drop-offs and pick up to school, and I'm up late night when my child can't sleep, or if she's not feeling good, or if I'm not feeling good, I still have to push through. I don't have a moment to take a break. I don't have a moment to not have anything expected of me. And I feel like in this phase, I don't know if the expectations have become too much, or like I've been expecting much from myself, or I don't know. Nothing makes sense. I've been feeling really regretful lately. Like, it fucking sucks. You know, it sucks, because what if I took this path just to lead myself back to where I started, which was not believing in anything, not really having much faith. I've been feeling like I don't want to die. That's not what it is at all. I don't want to die, but I also just, I don't want to exist right now. You know, I kind of want to be small. You know, I don't want anything expected of me. I don't want anything asked of me. You know, I don't want to get that cup of juice. I don't want to answer my phone. I don't want to pay this bill or think about this or have to figure this out. It's just like I'm at a place in my life where I feel like for once I just want to do nothing. I want nothing to be expected of me. I want, like, I just want nothing. And I just want nothing. I don't want anything. I don't want anything, you know? And I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. I just don't know. And it's hard for me. I know that it's not impossible, but it's hard for me right now to call on that faith that I've cultivated, call on that faith that I found, because it's like, I don't want that. I don't want, like, I don't want anything. I don't want anything. Like, I'm so exhausted. For the last 5 days, that has been a word that I have been so comfortable with. And it's hard to say out loud because it stirs up so much more emotion. But it's probably because I'm fucking exhausted. I've been fighting so long to understand myself and to understand my life and to understand myself as a person. And then in the midst of that, you know, I became a mom. And so on top of already being completely fucking lost in life and having no idea, no belief, no faith, just nothing, just not fucking knowing, have a kid, bring a kid into this world. And if you're a mom, a dad, a parent, you know that, like, you just instantly forget about yourself, especially if you don't have all the resources available it takes to raise a child. Resources matter. I'm not ever, like, I didn't feel like it at first, but that's because I had, like, this poverty mindset. I had this scarcity mindset, whatever. But I see now how important it is to have resources available to you. And I understand why some people allow that, like, lack of resources to be the reason, because it's a valid reason. It is a valid fucking reason. When you become a parent, it's like everything is outside of yourself. You're doing this for someone else. You're doing this because of someone else. And, like, on your bad days, on your worst days, you still have to be your best. Even when you don't have anything to give, you still have to give, because that's what you signed up for. This person didn't ask to be brought into this world. This person didn't ask to be born. You made this executive decision on your own, and you just gotta fucking suck it up, buttercup. That's what it is at the end of the day. You have to fucking suck it up, buttercup. Especially when you don't have, you know, the outside resources to come in and help you. Like, you don't have someone that can relieve you and give you a break. You don't have the opportunity to take a week off, you know, to separate yourself, because you're driving the boat, you know, you're keeping the ship going. But you get tired. You get tired of driving this boat. You get tired of making sure that, you know, there's no rough seas ahead. There's no storms. And even if there are, you see them on the horizon. You're like, all right, let's gear up. And let's gear up to fight. Let's gear up to battle. Because that's what you have to do. But it's like so much of that, you know, after a while, it becomes too much. It becomes too much. And right now, I think I'm in a period of everything is just too much. Everything that's expected of me, everything that's needed from me, you know, it's a lot. It's honestly too much. I'm a very strong person. I've always had to be. I've always had to be. Because life never made sense. I was always a sadder person. I always had a lot more heavier energy than lighter energy. I've always been a lot more connected and attracted to the darkness and the shadows versus the light. Because for as far back as I can remember, it's been dark. I've been lost and I've been confused. And it's just like, why? But then it's like, you got to have faith. You trust this, trust your journey, trust your path, trust the life that you've been given. You know, have faith that this isn't for no reason. Blah, 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 blah. But in the moment, sometimes faith isn't enough. It's like, what is beyond this? What is beyond this when you have given to the point where you don't have anything more to give? When you've had faith to the point where, shit, now you're questioning it because it's like, fuck. You know, I've had this faith and I'm doing everything that I'm instructed to do. I'm doing everything that is asked of me and I still can't catch a fucking break. It's cycle after cycle. Lesson after lesson. Tear after tear. Then you dry those tears and you're like, you know what? I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to have faith. I'm going to have faith that those tears that I just cried weren't in vain. I'm going to have faith that, you know, this struggle, this hard part, it's all a part of the plan. It's, you know, part of a higher purpose. But it's just like, is it? Is this shit even true? Is it real or am I making it up? Because why do I have to experience so much pain to get just an ounce of pleasure? Why do I have to experience 15 years of pain just to experience 5 minutes of pleasure? And having faith and walking amongst the journey, it's like, ooh, that pain is worth it. You know, the struggle, the hard parts are worth it. But is it fucking really? Like, is it really? Like, why is it in the rule book? Why is it in the handbook that you have to go through so much struggle to get to paradise? And of course, things aren't just going to come easy, but why do they have to come to you so fucking hard? It's like, yeah, I got faith. I got faith for a better future. I got faith for whatever. But it's like, what about the now? What about the now? It's like that faith only gets you so far. It only gets you so far. And imagine having faith throughout this period, having faith throughout this struggle, trusting it. Like, I don't know when it's going to end. I don't know when this is going to be over. I don't know when this is going to stop, but I'm just going to have faith. I'm going to embrace this pain. I'm going to smile. I'm going to laugh about it. I'm going to feel good about it. But it's like, how long am I expected to do that? How long am I expected to do that? Because part of it is faking it till you fucking make it. Yes, you know, pain is good. But it's like, pain is only good because you know that at the end of it, on the other side of it, there has to be some type of joyous event if you choose to have faith in that, if you choose to believe that. If you choose to have faith in, like, yes, these tears are going to turn into a smile. Something is going to come of this. But it's like the right now, in the moment, feeling that shit over and over and over again. It's like you kick, claw, and cry yourself up this mountain. And you get to the peak, you get to the top, only to see that, like, damn, my view is still obstructed. This is the top of the mountain. This is as high as I can go. I've given everything that I have got to get here. I get to this peak and I still have to climb some more. I can't see shit from here. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here. I don't know. Even how I ended up here. Like, what the fuck? And now I have to have some more faith and have some more trust that, like, if I climb this mountain some more, if I go higher, I'm either going to see the view, I'm going to see it, I'm going to get up there, and I'm going to be like, fuck, I still have to climb higher because I still can't see. That is what faith is, yes. But is it fucking worth it? Is it worth it? Is it really worth it? Is it really worth climbing all of these mountains and every time just to, like, get knocked down, to get a piece of that faith ripped from you? Because it's like you told me, if I climb this mountain, if I do this, if I do that, then this will come of this. We are human, and in every interaction, we expect to get something in return, and that's not wrong. That's not wrong. If you are giving, there is going to come a point where you're like, I need something in fucking return or I'm done giving. And I feel like I enter that phase with my faith. It's like I have been giving to the point that I am exhausted. Like, I am already exhausted. Like, before adding on this faith and this journey and pushing through and believing, I was already exhausted. But I tried that faith thing, like, all right, people say this is the way. You're going to experience some beautiful shit. And, you know, everything that you wanted in life is going to come of this along the journey. And it's like, I don't expect for everything to just happen at once. I don't expect to get everything that I've been asking for all at once, but it's like I expect to see something. I expect to receive something, and it's like I've received nothing, but I'm still expected to show up every day and give. Walking a spiritual path and being a spiritual leader is fucking hard. That shit is hard. You have your own emotions on top of other people's emotions, and you're trying to keep it together to encourage other people to keep it together. And it's not like you're faking it, because it's like, shit, we all have to keep it together sometimes. But what is the point of all of this? What is the point of all of this? And it's like, you could tell me over and over and over again the point of it all, but I'm not going to see it, because it's like, this shit makes no sense. It makes no sense. And part of me having faith was always that, like, it didn't make sense. And when you have faith, they're like, it's not supposed to make sense. You're just supposed to trust it. But it's like, like, I'm not about to keep blindly fucking following. I'm not about to keep blindly following. Like, I need to see something. I need at least one of the fucking things that I asked for, because I'm expected every day to show up and to give and to be, when it's really hard to fucking show up and to give and to be sometimes for me. Because I'm one person with so many expectations placed upon them, so many things to do, so many things to figure out. And it's like, this faith is, it's only gotten me so far. Okay, it's like the emotional aspect of it all. I feel like faith has carried me, but that's it. You know, that's it. I don't know if I was like waiting on my faith to save me or waiting for something else to come in and save me. I don't know, but it's just like, lately I've been feeling like I just have to save myself. I have to save myself. I feel like faith isn't working. Like, it's not working. And it was hard for me to even get to this point because, like I said, I didn't believe in anything. I have a very analytical mind. And sometimes I need to see the facts. Like, majority of the time, I need to see the facts. I need to have an outcome or see multiple outcomes or just, like, I just need to see something with my physical eyes, something tangible to encourage me to keep going, to believe, or, you know, I just need to see. And lately, I haven't been seeing. I haven't been seeing shit. It's just been dark. Like, it's just been dark. It's been nothing but darkness and tears. I woke up, I want to say Thursday. It's currently Monday. I woke up Thursday and I felt broken. Like, I felt like the light that I worked so hard to turn on was turned off. And for the last 5 days, I've been trying to figure out how to turn it on again. Like, how to turn on this, you know, flip this switch. And the first time I was able to do it because I was curious, I guess, you know, about the whole faith thing. But now that I've experienced it and I've been walking this journey, I'm not sure if it's my journey. I'm not sure if it's my path. I'm not sure if this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not sure if, like, this was a waste of time or it was crucial for me to realize that it's time to go back to the drawing board because this isn't working. It's not working. It's not making me feel anything besides more confused, more lost, and more trapped. Because I've been consulting throughout this entire journey with what I believe in. And just having that faith and that trust. But it's not, it's just not doing much for me right now. It's really not doing much for me right now. Even just my relationship with my cards right now. I don't want shit to do with them. Like, I don't want to do a reading for anyone else. I don't want to do a reading for myself. I don't want to do a reading for my channel. I don't. I just don't. I'm not open to receiving the messages that are coming through the cards because I'm having such a hard time with my faith. I'm having a hard time believing in the messages that I've been receiving because I've been receiving the same messages for so long. And I've been following the steps, you know, do this and do that and do that and produce this and create that and lay this foundation and do this and do that. And it's just so much of doing that, it'll like crush your faith a little bit, especially if you're not getting the things in return that you feel like you deserve. And having, you know, this connection, it's all about them building you up. You deserve this. You are worthy and you're doing a great job and blah, 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 blah. But it's just like, but bro, you see that I'm mentally fucking struggling right now. You know, I am lost and I am beaten down beyond the point of getting up. It's like, you see all of this. You see everything that I'm going through and what I'm asking of you. And it's like, you still got your fucking nerve to show up and ask me for something when you haven't given me anything that I've asked for. You still have the audacity to ask me to show up for others when I'm the only one that shows up for me. So now I'm still expected to show up for myself and make this happen, but then show up for other people as well and like make this happen and still have, just be okay and have more to give. It's like, no. No, I'm at this at this point where it's like, you know how something really, really bad happens, something really tragic happens, and then people are like, well, if God is real, if God is this, if God is that, like, why would he let this happen? Like, why would he allow me to go through this, or allow this to happen to someone else, or happen to someone in my family? You know, it's just like when something really traumatic happens, you start to question everything. And that's where I am. Because it's like, if all of this is real, all of this divine help and all this magical help and all of that shit, like, if it's real, where the fuck is it? Like, where the fuck is it? Because if you see me, I feel like I'm at, like, one of the lowest points of my life, because I'm having the hardest time, like, pulling myself out of this. I'm having such a hard time. For the last 5 days, I've been sitting with these emotions and allowing myself to feel them the best way I can and process them the best way that I can, so that I can transmute this, so I can turn it into love, so I can transmute it into love and then put it back out there in the world as love, versus this lack of belief and faith and all of that stuff. It's like, I've been trying to transmute it, but I fucking can't. I can't. Every time I feel like, okay, like, let's believe, okay, just believe that you're on the right path, believe that you're on the right journey, you know, when I just really try to pull myself out of it, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. I'm having a really hard time tapping into that faith, tapping into that belief, because it's like, I don't know if this is what I believe. I don't know if I believe in what I'm doing. I don't know if I believe in these dreams. I don't know. I don't fucking know right now. I don't know. And I feel like I'm not allowed to not know, because then that affects my everyday fucking life. It affects me being a person. It affects me being a mom. It affects me not knowing. And I did the whole walk by faith, not by sight thing for as long as I possibly could. Like, I held this shit together as long as I possibly could. But, like, now I need answers. Like, I need something else. I need something else. I need something else. I don't know what it is that I need, but I need something else, because this isn't enough. It's not working for me. It's just not working. I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel anymore. Like, I don't see the sun. I don't see anything. It's just like me in a room, just in a dark room. I don't know if anyone else is in there with me. I don't know if anything is in there with me. I don't know what's around me. I don't know. I just, it's nothing but darkness. And I just don't know. I don't know how to move forward. I don't know what to do moving forward. I don't know if I built, like, my identity around my faith or because of my faith. I just don't know. I don't know. And I'm, like, mad at myself for being a good person. Just like, you know, they say be a good person. Do good things and good things will come back to you. And I don't do good things. I'm not a good person just so good things can come back to me. But it's like, fuck, you know, I am a good person. I do good things. Even when I can't help someone else, I help them. Like, when I don't have anything to give, I still find something to give. Because that's what's expected of me. But it's like, now I just want to do fucking nothing. But I'm not even allowed to do that. I can't do that, because if I do nothing, nothing happens. And for things to happen, I have to do. But doing is the very thing that makes me want to not do nothing. Like, what the fuck is going on right now? Nothing makes sense. My entire life is contradicting itself. And I don't know how to exist. I don't know how to be in the middle of this. Like, is faith worth it? Is believing in something worth it? That's a question that I've been asking myself, like going back and forth with myself. Like, do I feel like this journey has been worth it? And I don't know. I don't know. Like, a lot has changed, but a lot hasn't changed. So is that a lot that has changed worth what hasn't changed? I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know if this is like something that I would do again. And I feel like at the point that I'm at, it would be like doing this again. Rediscovering my faith and choosing to believe and like all of that. And that shit is exhausting. It is so exhausting. My entire life has been exhausting. My brain never gets the chance to rest. It never gets the chance to settle. I never really get the opportunity to not think, to not worry, to not stress. And of course, you know, when I worry and I stress and I have doubts and I have fears and all of that stuff, meditate, talk to the divine. All that shit does is just like temporarily make you feel better. It gives you strength like in that moment, but like that shit's gonna hit you again. It's gonna hit you again. And then you're gonna have to do the same thing all over again. Meditate, or, you know, say some affirmations to yourself and read a fucking uplifting post or article or something like that. It's like a cycle. And that shit's exhausting too. It's fucking exhausting. And of course you're not gonna always be okay. You know, things aren't always gonna be fine and dandy, but shit, can they be fine and dandy sometimes? Can they be fine and dandy sometimes? Can I have a moment when I don't have to go through that cycle? Can I have a moment where things don't fucking crash and burn? It's like everything always comes crashing. I build myself up. I get myself there researching shit and reading affirmations and saying affirmations out loud and focusing on the future, focusing on the outcome and focusing on the long, like all of that. I do all of that and things are okay. And then boom, everything fucking falls down. So it's like, okay, let me pick all this shit up again. Pick it up. Go about your merry way, la-di-da-di-da, and then shit falls down again. And you're like, fuck, I have to pick this up again. But on top of that, life is still happening. Things don't stop because you're sad. Things don't stop. Life doesn't stop because your shit fell apart. Life doesn't stop because things are changing inside of you. You know, life doesn't fucking stop. And through my journey, they've always, you know, they always talk about how people feel like spiritual people or like people of faith should live in poverty, or, you know, they shouldn't have a relationship with material things and all of that stuff, because it's all about, you know, serving and relaying the messages of God, universe, source, whatever, you know, like they just put out there that spiritual people or people of faith should kind of not want money. They not want resources. But I feel like people of faith, spiritual people, are some of the most materialistic people on this planet. And not materialistic in the way that, like, the material things define who they are. Like, they're not happy if they don't have money. You know, I'm not saying it like that. It's more so of, like, spiritual people and people of faith know that they deserve to live a life of luxury, a life of stability, like a life of not having to work super hard to bring in money, to bring abundance to you. Because at the end of the day, we can't take it with us. When it's time to go, you don't take that money with you. You use it while you're here to provide a comfortable and happy and stable life for yourself. And people of faith see that so much clearer, especially if you're psychic and you have visions, or, you know, just whatever your connection is, and you're able to really see and believe that you deserve those finer things. It's like, I know that for myself. I know that. And I'm trying so hard to create that physical reality that I want for myself, but it's so fucking exhausting. It's so fucking exhausting. And it's like, how far is faith going to take me? How far is faith really going to get me in the physical world? Because faith is 5D. That's some shit that you can't see. That's some shit that you choose to believe. It's some shit that you choose to have. Because you think it's going to get you there, or they say it's going to get you there, or it's like nice to feel. But it's like, at the end of the day, this fucking 3D world will demolish your faith. And I know you're supposed to build your faith up stronger than that. Like, you're not just your environment, but your environment will hold you down. There's literally environmental depression. And it's just simply the environment in which you're around, in which you're in. And it doesn't even just have to be your home. It's just seeing the same things every day, you know, having that same routine, not really being able to flux out and do the big things that you see in your mind. It's like fucking torture, honestly. It's torture. The things that I see in my dreams, and like, I don't want to sleep at night sometimes because my dreams are so magical. Because my dreams are so vivid and they're so real, sometimes I don't want to go to sleep because I know that I'm gonna have to wake up. And again, I don't want to die. That's not what I'm saying at all. But imagine closing your eyes and you have everything that you could have possibly imagined. You have everything that you could have possibly imagined, but not only in the physical world, but like within yourself. The way that you feel inside of your body, inside of your mind, inside of your spirit. Imagine when you close your eyes, you have all of it. You have all of it. But then you open it. You open your eyes and you're like, it was a fucking dream. Like, all of that was a dream. It's like soul crushing a little bit. It's like demotivating, especially when you know, like, I've been doing everything that's asked of me. I've been following the steps, you know, I've been keeping faith, I've been believing in myself. We're doing everything that you possibly can just to like seem like you're being teased, or it's like being held over your head. And I know it's all about the way that you look at it, but I'm telling y'all, it is so fucking hard to be positive Polly all the time. It's so hard to see the bright side of everything all the time. And you know, that is what is expected of me. That is what is expected of me. And I feel like my expectations are burdening me right now. And I'm expected to have faith. I'm expected to use those dreams as motivation versus demotivation. But it's like, after doing that every single day, situation after situation, dream after dream, like, just whatever, like, after doing it for so long, over and over and over again, you get to that point where you're just like, fuck, is this even worth it? Like, this isn't doing anything for me but making me feel further away, because I close my eyes and it's all there, and then I open my eyes and it's all gone. And it's just like, what the fuck? And again, I know it's all about the way that you interpret things and interpret signs. Even that's annoying the fuck out of me. Because I get a lot of signs. I pick up on a lot of signs. You know, my divine team is always communicating with me. And for months, y'all. Months. Okay? Months. And I'm not talking just like two. I'm talking about 3, 4, 5 months. I have been getting the same signs and the same synchronicities. So even that is demotivating, because it's like, fuck, you've been saying the same thing for months now. You have been saying the same thing for months now, and nothing is changing. Nothing is coming about. I don't see it. I don't see it. Especially those signs or those messages where they tell you about, they talk to you about seeing, or like you're seeing change or seeing different, just like things that are tangible. It's like those messages come through and then nothing changes. You know, nothing is change. Nothing is, you're not able to see those changeable, those changes. There's nothing. And then it's like, all right, you know, next time, you know, I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to keep believing. It didn't happen this time, but it'll happen next time. And then next time comes, same message, same results, nothing. So then you're like, all right, I'm just going to keep the faith. And next time it's going to happen. Eventually, like, you run out of next times. Or you stop believing in next time, because you're like, fuck, I've said next time the last 50 times. The last 50 times I said next time, and nothing. And again, that's faith. Just choosing to believe that, like, okay, I know it's been 50, but this, the 51st time may actually be it. 51st comes, it doesn't happen. Okay, the 52nd time, it's like, how much of that can I endure before I lose my fucking mind? How much of this can I take on before I just completely fucking give up, before I just lose it? I'm I'm really struggling right now. I'm really struggling. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. And at this point, like, I've been coming up with all the ways that I can escape. And I don't mean, like, physically escape and run away, because I just want to keep reiterating, like, I don't want to die. Like, I just, like, want to do nothing for once, you know, just nothing, just truly do nothing. But that is not an option. That's not available to me, because I have to keep me and another human alive. So that's That's literally too much of me to ask, but that's like all I'm asking for at this point. Throughout this journey, I feel like I've been asking for so many things that I haven't received. And this is yet another thing that I'm not going to receive. Like, I'm not able to receive just the time to do nothing. A time to really just be small. Like, I don't want anyone to know my name. Anyone. I don't want anyone to know that I'm existing for a while. But it's not because I don't want to be here. I just don't want to do nothing because I've always had to do so much. And throughout this journey, I've really been honest with the universe. I've been honest with myself about what I want and my expectations, and I don't want a lot. I don't expect a lot. I expect the bare minimum, honestly, the basics. I'm not a hard girl to please. I'm really not a hard girl to please. I don't feel like I've ever been a hard girl to please, but just society, you know, created me into just something. And when I broke down that mold of that something that society created me into, it was beautiful, but it's just like, fuck, where do I go now? Like, what do I do now? I feel just like, I don't know. It's so empty. It's so empty. It's so dark. The void is so deep. There's a song by Janae Aiko when she's like, whenever there's a void, I choose to fill it with joy. You know, that was my favorite line. And whenever I would, you know, feel this heaviness or this darkness, you know, I would just remind myself of all the reasons to be grateful and all the reasons to be thankful and just really fill that hole up with joy. But this hole is so fucking deep, and it has so much depth. I don't even have enough joy to fill it. It's like throwing something small and insignificant into a giant black hole that's sucking everything into it. And ooh, here's my little bit of joy. Here's a little bit more. Like, that shit's not sticking. It's not. It's like the fucking black hole, the void is just throwing it right back out. Like, girl, get that shit out of here. Like, get that shit out of here. Because at this point, you're just blatantly lying. At first, the things that I would say to myself weren't true. Like, when I was building up my confidence, telling myself, like, you know, you're pretty, you're beautiful, your body's beautiful, you're good enough, and all of that stuff. Like, I didn't believe that shit at first. I was just saying it out loud so that eventually I would believe it. And I did. And so with this, I'm like, you know, just act happy. Just pretend like you're happy. Keep telling yourself that you're happy. Keep telling yourself that you're okay. Because eventually then you're going to be okay. But the shit is not working. I am on day 5 of crying. 5 days. Like, who even has this much tears in them? The first day, I spent the entire time Layla was at school crying. And then when she got home, I cried some more. And then the weekend came, and I cried more. Like, my face has been swollen. Like, my eyes have not had the chance to not be puffy because I literally cannot stop crying. And that is how I know that, like, this phase, this moment is so serious. It's so important. Like, I am so fucking outdone. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to be a tarot reader. I don't want to be a YouTuber. I don't want to be a podcaster. I don't want to be anything. I don't want to do anything. I just, like, I'm over it. I'm over it. But like I said, I don't even get to have that. I don't even get to be done. I don't even get to be done. Because that's not an option. I just feel like my back is up against the wall. My faith is non-existent. Belief is non-existent. Hope is non-existent. I'm just a black hole of blackness, a void of confusion. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know where to go from here. Like, no one talks about this part. No one tells you about the part when you're ready to be done. Where the fuck do I go from here? And like I said, like, I haven't been wanting to, like, do tarot, get some guidance from my cards. Even watching tarot readings, it's been so cringy and so annoying. Like, do you really believe this stupid shit that you're saying? Like, do you believe that if you just have faith and you do the steps and you do the work, like, things are going to happen? Like, you know, like, and it's not making fun of, like, mocking the reader or anything, because they're literally just reading the cards. They're getting their messages from the divine just like I do. But it's like, that is literally how, that's what's going on right now, y'all. Like, that's how serious this is, to the point that, like, I don't even want my divine team to say shit to me. Do not come to me in meditation. Do not come to me in a dream. Do not try to give me strength. Do not try to leave, like, just leave me the fuck alone, because I'm done. I'm over it. I'm exhausted. It's, I fall down and I'm completely like this, and then I talk to my divine team, get some strength, and it's like, great, you know, things are good for a few weeks, a month, and then it's like, boom, right back down to the bottom, and then doing the same thing. Like, I'm tired of that shit. I'm tired of doing the same thing over and over again. I'm tired of the repetitiveness. I'm tired. I'm tired of faith. I'm tired of believing. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired, and it's not working for me right now. It's not making sense. It's not resonating. I'm not open to the messages. I'm tired. I am so tired. And even now, just being here, I don't get to rest, because I feel like I'm done and I'm tired, because it's like, okay, now we got to figure something else out. Now we have to adjust the plan. We have to do something differently, because at the end of the day, there is still someone depending upon you. There is someone that will not survive if you don't survive. And I'm just ready. I'm just ready to be done. Like, I genuinely do not know. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And for so long now, like, every time I run into a problem, it's like, okay, let me run to my divine team. Let me get some strength from them. Let me get some help. Let me get some guidance. But I'm tired of that shit. I'm tired of the shit. Because every time I get some guidance and I do what I'm supposed to do, nothing. Nothing. It's nothing. I still have to be the one to dry my tears and to tell myself that it's going to be okay, and to actually figure shit out and actually get shit done. Like, at the end of the day, it's me. It's always me. Before this journey, it was me. During this journey, it's been me. Right now, it's me. It's just me. I don't know if I believe there's some higher power guiding us to our dreams and our goals and our manifestations. Like, I don't know. I don't know if that's true anymore. I don't know. I don't know. And this was part of the reason it was hard for me to believe in the first place. Because it's like, if you have this almighty power and whatever, it's like, why are people suffering? Why are people dying all the time? Like, why is all this bad shit happening? If there's just this realm of nothing but love and light and bliss. And it's like, well, why is this world so fucking shitty? Why does it suck so bad? Why? Why? Especially when there's all these people of faith, these people in the spiritual community, these tarot readers and healers, and like, it's all these people here, you know, doing the work and all that, but the world still fucking sucks. It still fucking sucks. People are still struggling. The people who are put here to raise the vibration of this planet and to better this world, like, they're still fucking struggling. They don't know. Like, what's the point of this? Like, what is the point of all of this? What is the point of any of this? What is the point? Like, is this even real? Do angels exist? Am I really channeling the spirit of my ancestors, or am I just fucking crazy and need to be in a mental institution locked up somewhere? It's like, what the fuck is this? What is happening? What is the point of all of this right now? What was the point of it before? What is the point of it now? Before this journey, like, what was the point of my life? On this journey, what's the point? What is the point? What is going to come of this? Because all that I've received is nothing. Just the same thing. Ups and downs, and constantly having to fight, and constantly just having to just battle. Always having my warrior spirit leading, my fighter spirit leading. Like, when am I going to be able to put the fucking sword down? I walked on this journey because I thought that, like, finally I won't have to fight so hard. I won't have to have this sword. But shit, I started with one sword. Now I have 17, because I have to block from 17 different directions all of this shit. And the moment that something sneaks in and it's able to knock me down, that's when everything just comes and beats my ass. And now I have to pick myself up again, and over and over and over. It's just, I don't know. I don't know if the faith is gone forever, if this is a temporary thing. But as of right now, I don't believe in shit. Fuck that faith. Fuck this journey. Fuck it all. Fuck it all. I just, that's it, y'all. I don't know. I'm just done.